Thank you very much, everybody, and it's wonderful to be at Mizrahi Melbourne. I arrived yesterday morning, so I think I'm now, I'm certainly awake at the moment. I'm not entirely sure what day it is, but this is lunch and learn, so it must be round about the middle of the day. And it's great to have a chance to learn Torah with you. It's one of the, you know, really wonderful things about Torah is that you can go wherever it is in the world and find a common language, and a common interest, which, you know, is something which unites us. So I spoke to Rabbi Bruhl last week. He said, it's open, I can choose any topic that I wish. So I thought I would take a timeless topic, not particularly linked in with anything, but as we'll go through the shiur, we'll discover that it is perhaps linked in a little bit with my recent experience of travelling, and I guess many of you travel as well, and we'll see how it bears relationship to that. What I want to speak about is the topic of saying 100 brachot every day. I remember as a kid somebody telling me, so, you know, there's a mitzvah to say 100 brachot every day. But 100 brachot, how can you say 100 brachot every day? Is it really a mitzvah? That's what I want us to look at. What the you know, what the origins of this is, what's the status? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a hanhaga tova? Is it just something good? Is it a minhag? What exactly is the status? And how do we get to the 100 brachot? Is it something which, you know, when you first think about 100 brachot, I'm going to say 100 brachot every day, you think that's real challenge. Then you say, hold on a minute, there are 18 brachot, 19 brachot in the Amidah for starters. You say 3 Amidot a day, then you're well on your way towards getting there. You think about the davening, the tefillah, so many brachot, maybe it's very easy. And then you start doing your cheshbonot, your calculations, as we will do. You find maybe it's a bit more challenging than it is. So I want to think about really three questions. What's the status? Where did it come from, this notion that we should be saying 100 brachot every day? How do we achieve that? And perhaps most importantly of all, why do we need to say 100 brachot every day? So I want to start off with the Gemara in Masechet Menachot, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Bet. Gemara says as follows, Tanya, we've got a brighter. Hayah Rabbi Meir Omer, that Rabbi Meir used to say, Chayav Azam Levarech Meir Brachot B'chol Yom, that a person has to say 100 brachot every day. Shenemar, how do we know that? Because there's a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Vata Yisrael, and it's the Parashat Ekev, Vata Yisrael, and now O Israel, Ma Adonai Elohecha Shoreil Meimach. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you? And the pasuk goes on to say, and we've got the pasuk here in front of us, Kim Lirayt Adonai Elohecha L'alecha B'chol Drachah V'l'ahava Oto V'l'avodet Adonai Elohecha B'chol Levav V'chol V'chol Nafshecha. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking of us? Not very much, other than we should fear him, we should follow in his ways, we should love him, we should serve him, with all our hearts and with all our souls. Not much. And indeed, the Gemara talks about, what do you mean that, it's not a lot? So for Moshe Rabbeinu, perhaps it wasn't a lot. For us, it is a lot. In any event, the pasuk says, what is it that Hashem asks of you? And from that, we learn there's a chiyuv to say 100 brachot every day. How do we get that chiyuv from that pasuk? So if you look at Rashi says, the pasuk says, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Kare Bei Meya. Instead of reading it as Ma Hashem Elokecha, what is it that Hashem asks of you? It's Meya Hashem Elokecha Sho'o Meimach. It's 100 things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you. So this is a rabbinic drash. It's almost one of these things that, you know, I hear a few chuckles around the table. It's almost the type of thing that if it wasn't in Chazal, we'd say, this is a nice Chassidish Avot. Yeah, it's a chassidus shavuot to make us feel good, but this is something from Chazal, so it's more than just a nice notion, and there's a lot to be discussed about. You know, from time to time, Chazal do have a notion of altic grey whatever, but read it differently. Instead of reading it exactly as it's written in the pasuk,
but to change the either the vocalization or to even change some of the letters somewhat and to arrive at a different drasha. There's a lot of discussion how you can do that and why Chazal are entitled to do that and what status it will have. But that's certainly that's the way that Rashi says it. In actual fact, the Torah Tamima, in his commentary on Chumash, he says if you count up the number of letters in that pasuk, how many letters will you get in the pasuk?
99.
Okay, that's correct. I was expecting everybody to say 100, but the gentleman to my right has already counted the letters and can see that they're 99. And the Torah Tamima makes the observation that, from time to time, Chazal, or the Torah itself, talks about Shivim Nefesh, but there were actually 69 names mentioned. We talk about Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you count 50 days, but in actual fact, there are 49 days of Surat HaOmer, etc., etc. We're entitled to round things up. Arba'im Yakenu, 40 lashes, but we only give 39, etc. In any event, we're learning out from the Pasuk, but it's not obvious from the Pasuk there would be an obligation to say 100 brachot every day. So it would seem to us that this is a chiyuv d'rabbanan. It's the Gemara says chayav adam. Person is obligated to do this. And a pasuk is quoted, but it's clear the pasuk isn't telling us explicitly that this is what we should do. There's it's a drasha from the pasuk, a drasha of Chazal. Yes, sir.
So given that every word in Torah has its significance, could the rabbanim just change the order, the meaning of the
word? They're not denying the significance in the context. They're adding to the what the pasuk says, and I would say perhaps this is the significance of the word. The fact that it says Ma Hashem Elokecha, it could say Ze Hashem Elokecha Sho'el Meimach. The fact that it says Ma, that is the significance of the word. But exactly because of what you're saying, because every word has significance, it could have just said Ze Hashem Sho'el Meimach. The fact that it says Ma is perhaps telling us a little bit more. So, yes.
Do you have to make a bracha charita after each bracha, or when?
Okay. Let's see how it works. So the Gemara said it from this pasuk. If we look in the Torah already codifies this as halacha and brings the Gemara. The Tanya Haya Rabbi Meomer Me Brachot Chayav Hazam Levarich B'Kol Yom. The Samchal Drash HaPsukim, and it's based on a drasha from the pasukim. Veishiv Rav Natronai Reish Mitiv De Demata Machsaya. So Rav Natronai Gaon, one of the Gaonim, made the following observation. And he brought from a medrash of Chazal, David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Tikein Mea Brachot. But in actual fact, it's not from Chumash that we have to say 100 brachot every day, but it's that David HaMelech, he instituted it. Where does it come from? Dichtaiv, because we've got a pasuk. Hu Kam Al, that David HaMelech is referred to as HaGever Hu Kam Al, the man who is above everything else, and Al Bigamatria Meahavi. And the word Al has a gematria of 100. So again, we've had a drasha of changing the word Ma to Mea. Now we've got a drasha, the gematria of the word Al. And remember, these aren't sort of just nice vorts that somebody thought up recently. These are, going back to the to Chazal in the Gemara, to the times of the Gaonim. Why was David HaMelech Metakein 100 brachot? Because there's a tradition in his time, Kibuchol Yom Hayumetim Men of Hashot Yisrael. There was a plague. Every day 100 Jews were dying. V'layu Yodin Al Mahayumetim. Nobody knew why so many people were dying. Ad Shechakar Vehivim Ruach HaKodesh, until David HaMelech investigated, and through Ruach HaKodesh he realized, V'tikein Lahem Yisrael Mea Brachot. And he instituted that Jews should say 100 brachot every day. V'alkein tiknu chachamim zal eyu habrachot seder ha'olam hanagato lahashlim mea brachot b'chol yom. So Chazal were matakein that even though in the times of David HaMelech it was just It was just a horat sha'ah, if you like. It was just to deal with the plague as it was at that point in time. Nevertheless, Chazal said this is something that should be done on an ongoing basis. The Torah says everybody needs to be very careful to make sure they say 100 brachot every day. Person who says less than 100, really, that's not good. So the more the merrier, I suppose, would be the colloquial translation there. The more brachot that you can say, the better. Kamo she'amru chachamim, gemorim masecha brachot, baruch Hashem yom yom. V'chol yom v'yom yutein lo ma'im birchotav. Every day we should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu as many brachot as we possibly can. So we've seen now two bases for the notion of saying 100 brachot every day. Either that it was a drashav chazal from Mahashem Elokecha Sho'el Mimach, or it was a takana of David HaMelech. If we look in Sefer Kad HaKemach from Rabbeinu Bechai was one of the Rishonei Sfarad. He actually says that even though the Gemara has told us that it's from the Pasuk in Parashat Ekev, Mahashem Elokecha, he says that we can darshan it out from Pesukim in Torah, a Pasuk in Navi, and a Pasuk in Ketuvim as well. And he brings the tradition that it was David HaMelech who instituted it. So he says, now we've got a bit of a problem. You know, does it go back to the Pasuk in Parashat Ekev? Was it a Takana of the Nevi'im? Was it a Takana of David HaMelech? Where does it come from? So if we look in the last lines of Rabbeinu Bechai, he says, V'nireh mikol zeh ki Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom yisadam tchila. In actual fact, this was a Takanav Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, Takanav Moshe Rabbeinu means it's not Doraita. It's more than a Drabanan. It's a Takanav Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yachakach shchachum, and it's something that over the course of the time became forgotten. The Chazar David v'yisdan, and David HaMelech came and reintroduced it in his time because of the plague. V'achazman oshel David shchachum, and then again it was forgotten at some stage. V'chazru chachmei ha-Talmud v'yistum, and then it was re-established yet again by the Chachamim in the time of the Talmud. So it has its origins going back to Moshe Rabbeinu and then David HaMelech, but it was established for us as a matter of continual practice from the time of David HaMelech. From the time of Chazal in the Gemara. Now, well, yes, sir.
It's a difficult concept to have shachum. It's not such a. It's an easy thing to pass down from one generation to another. Say 100 brachot.
Everything's easy. Everything's easy to pass down, and everything's difficult to pass down. And it depends on what's going on from generation to generation, what the what the level of commitment is at particular times. Certainly, in an era where things weren't written down. It wasn't necessarily, there are lots of practices. We can all think of practices, in our own experiences, minhagim, that are passed down and over the course of time, for various reasons, get forgotten. You're right, it's not, in theory, it could be an easy thing to pass down, but it can also be something which is easy to forget. Once upon a time, they used to do X, and they'll tell me, my grandfather's time, shuls used to do whatever. Now nobody, it's an easy thing to do. Nobody does it. That's things are easy to remember and easy to forget. In a moment, we'll try and work out how do we do our cheshbon of these 100 brachot. But before we do that, I want to try and think about, what's the significance? Why is it important for us to say 100 brachot? And I brought here a few halachot from the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchot Brachot. The Rambam tells us, "Midivrei sofrim nevarech al kol ma'achal tachila v'yacha kach yehenem imenu." The first thing that the Rambam tells us is very important. He says that it's midivrei sofrim, the notion of saying a bracha when we eat, and indeed when we do a mitzvah, is midivrei sofrim. It's rabbinic. So the Rambam here isn't actually addressing the 100 brachot, but he's telling us something important about the 100 brachot. It obviously can't be d'oraita. There is some discussion. What's the status of the 100 brachot every day? It can't be an obligation mid-d'oraita, because mid-d'oraita there are very few brachot that we have to say. Mid-d'oraita, most poskim say there's only one bracha, which is min ha-Torah, Birkat HaMazon, v'achalta v'savato v'irachta. Benching after you've eaten. Maybe al-hamichya as well. There's a machloket in the Rishonim about Birkat HaTorah, in the morning before you study Torah, whether that's d'oraita. There certainly are the notion of saying your shah kol before you have your Coke Zero or whatever it is. That is a d'rabbanan. So if there are only two brachot which are d'oraita, best, maybe only one bracha, then it obviously can't be required mid-d'oraita to say 100 brachot every day. So the Rambam tells us that we say brachot, and we say brachot on mitzvot as well. Now, if we look in Halacha Gimel, let's see what the Rambam tells us. K'shem she mevarkin al hanaya, kach mevarkin kol mitzvah mitzvah, v'yachar kach ya'aseh oto. So just as we say brachot whenever we get enjoyment from anything in the world, so we say brachot on all mitzvot, apart from the ones that we don't say brachot on. That's a fun shiur to have in its own right. You know, when do we say brachot and when do we don't? There are many mitzvot that we say brachot on, and there are many mitzvot that we don't say brachot on. And every time you try and work out a klal, a rule of thumb for when you say the brachot, you find an exception and realize that, no, okay, so you've got to rework your rules, and you come up to another rule and you've got it sorted, and then you'll find another exception. So perhaps for another time. Uvrachot rabot tiknu chachamim derech shevach v'hodayah v'derech bakasha. And Chazal were metake in many different types of brachot. Derech shevach v'hodayah, some brachot are praise, some are derech bakasha, some are request. What's the point? Kedei lizkor et haborei tamid, so that we should continually remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afal pi shelo nehenah v'lo asa mitzvah. Even though we haven't necessarily getting any hana from anything, or we're not doing a mitzvah, might be, you know, a person isn't hungry. They have breakfast in the morning, and they don't want anything to eat during the course of the day, and they're not going to daven mincha till 6:30 in the evening. Because in theory, go the whole day without saying a bracha. But we've got brachot also to say that derech bakasha. Derech Shevach Vahodaya, there's a thunderstorm, I hope not whilst I'm here, as you see a rainbow, you see a glacier, whatever it might be, all sorts of brachot to say, so that we should regularly be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And look in Halacha Dalad, the Rambam says, Nimtzu kol ha-brachot kulan shlosha minim. There are three different types of brachot, Birchot Hanaya, Birchot Mitzvot, Birchot Hoda'a. So we've got brachot when we enjoy things, brachot on food for benefit, brachot for doing a mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of lighting Shabbat candles, the mitzvah of laying tefillin, the mitzvah of benching lulav, what's it, the mitzvah of learning Torah, whatever it might be. Ubirchot hoda'ah, and brachot of thanks, which are essentially tefillah, shein derech shevach v'hodayah v'kasha. So that we should always remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fear him. Don't turn the page yet. You can, but I want to refer back to the Gemara we had right at the very beginning, because what the Rambam has done is actually answered an important question for us about the Gemara. In terms of, we saw Rabbi Meir took a pasa or made a statement, made an assertion, that we have to say 100 brachot every day. Then he brought us a pasuk where he doesn't, ma Hashem Elokecha. As Rashi says, don't read it as ma, but read it as mea. So you know what? We've got the the word ma comes up many times in Tanakh. I didn't do a check on the Bar Ilan to see how many times it comes up. It comes up many times. What's it got to do with this pasuk? So what's the pasuk saying? We're going to see that this pasuk, that what Rabbi Meir says, isn't such a chiddush at all, and it's really the pshat, if not the pshat, but certainly an explanation of how to be mekayim the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us? Kiyim Liyirayet Adonai El Olehecha. That we should fear Hashem our God, lalechet b'chol drachav, to go in His ways, ulaava otov, laavodet Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. The purpose is that we should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should go in His ways. What's the Rambam told us is the purpose of brachot, interspersed throughout the day. It's so that we should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of saying brachot. And therefore, what Rabbi Meir is saying in this Gemara is that to forget for the time being the Meir, but the Gemara is saying, what does Hashem want of us? That we should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are we going to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? People get up in the morning, they go and they daven, and then they go off to work, and they don't daven mincha till the end of the day. It can go the whole day without being reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now we've got, I want to have a cup of coffee at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I want to have some lunch, and I want to have a biscuit at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, etc., etc. Every time I do one of these things, now I have to say a bracha. The bracha isn't just, if you like, the matir. It's not just what's allowing me to eat the food. But what the bracha is doing is reminding me at junctures throughout the day of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch in my life. And when I'm continuously aware of HaKadosh Baruch in my life, then I will be able to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I will be able to go bidrachav. I will be able to go in His ways. And if I haven't got a reminder all the time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how am I going to be able to fear Him? How am I going to know to follow in His ways? If it's just signposted for me, you know, first thing in the morning, mincha towards the end of the day, maariv before I go to bed. That's not enough. I need these signposts throughout the day. And that is the point of these Meir brachot. And what Rabbi Meir is saying, it's not just, it's good that a person should say 100 brachot, and we'll link it in with the pasuk of Ma'ashem Elokecha, but it's a way to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ma'ashem Elokecha. It's not just Ma'ashem Elokecha, but it's the Yirayet Hashem Elokecha, that we should fear our God, and Rabbi Meir is giving us a way that we're going to fear our God. So, let's think a little bit about how we're going to get to these 100 brachot. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Orach Chaim Siman Mem Vav, Se'if Gimel, that indeed Chayav Adam L'Raich B'chol Yom Me'a Brachot L'Fachot, that it is an obligation to say 100 brachot every day. So it's not just a minhag, a nice thing to do. It's codified as halacha. So let's see if we can get to the 100 brachot. And a number of the poskim make their tallies. Let's go through what the Mishnah Brura tells us. The Mishnah Brura goes through the brachot and works out how he gets to the 100. So v'nei b'chol yom anu mevarachim od yoter mimea brachot. He says, in actual fact, every day we say far more than 100 brachot. Ketzad. So how does that work? Now it's interesting. He's going to go. By the, according to the halachic day. Okay, the halachic day starts at night. It's kind of interesting. He's starting, though, with Kishor Lech Lishan. Why he hasn't mentioned Mariv at this juncture, I'm not sure. Kishor Lech Lishan Mavarich Hamapil. So when you go to sleep at night, you say the bracha of Hamapil. Uva Shachar, and then in the morning, Mavarich Al Netilat Yadayim V'Asher Yatzar. You say the brachot of Al Netilat Yadayim V'Asher Yatzar, which is giving us three. For od tet zayin brachot bevirkat hashachar. Then he's got, says another 16 brachot. So where do we get those 16 brachot from? In that list of brachot, Hashem natan lasech bivina. How many brachot are there? We saw them every day. How many are there?
14.
There are 14. There are 14 from Ashenatan Lasech Vivina through to Hanotein Layaif Koach. Okay, there are 14 brachot there. Plus we've got Gomel Chasadim Tovim Lamo Yisrael is 15. Now, plus the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is including there Elokai Neshama. Okay, as number 16.
There might be another one who can't be alternate to Shach.
Well, no, that won't be another one because you're only going to say one or the other. Yeah, you're only going to say one or the other. You can't tick both boxes there. Should point out that according to the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, Sfardim don't say the Brachav Hanotein Laev Koach, so they lose one there. Also, the Mishnah Berurah isn't mentioning Hamakadesh Shemor Barabim, which we say after where we said the line of Shema Yisrael in the Birchot HaShachar. He's not including that. They're different minhagim. That's some minhagim don't say that with Shema Malchut. Anyway, so he's given us 16 there, so we're up to 18, up to 19. The Gimel Brachot Ala Torah. L'dat ha-ramalah comes to men's Zayin Sif Vav. Now he says they're Gimel Brachot for the Torah. Again, it's a machloket, whether it's a machloket in the Rishonim, whether it's two or three brachot. It's a machloket whether you say Ha'arevna or Vaha'arevna. Is it a continuation of the previous bracha? Shekin Shomis V'tav T'Tivanu, La'asok B'divrei Torah. Is that the end of the bracha? Or does the bracha continue? Vaha'arevna. So it's a machlokes, and the Mishnah Berurah here is saying that it's three brachot. Hare kaf bet, that'll give us 22. Ubirkat tzitzit utfilin, hare od shalosh. Tzitzit and tfilin will be three. Lefi min hagenishem varachim shtayim mahalat tfilin. According to Ashkenazi practice that say two brachot on the tfilin. If you're Sfardi, you only say one. And of course, if you're a lady, you don't say any. Hare kaf hay. In actual fact, you can bring it up to 26, because if you say a bracha on your talit katan, as well as on your talit gadol, so then that'll be an extra bracha there.
What about if you're a Chabadnik?
Rabbeinu Tam? They don't say bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. Don't say no bracha there on Rabbeinu Tam. Hare kafhei. So that's brought us up to 25. But I've suggested it could be 26 if we add in... Talit Katan could be 27 if we add in Mekadesh Shemor Barabim, and it could be back down to 26 if we regard Birchot HaTorah as only being two. Ubaruch Shamav Yishtabach Harei Od Shtayim, so that would be 27. Uvirchat Kriyat Shema Shachrit V'Arvit in Birkat Yirayneinu Shmona. So in Birchot Kriyat Shema in the morning we've got three, and in the evening we've got five if we're in Chutz La'aretz. Only four if we're in Eretz Israel or Nusach Sfardi. So again, a bit of a difference there. Hari Lamed Hay. That's giving us 35. V'nun Zayin Birchot Brachot Gimel Tfilot. Hari Tzadik Bet. And then you've got 19 Brachot for Shachrit Mincha Mariv. So that's good. That gives us another 57 right away. That's 92. So 92, you're on the home run. Now the Mishnah Berurah interestingly says, if you stay su'udot she'so'ed adam arvit v'achat shachret, you have breakfast and dinner, yesh tet zayin brachot, that'll give you another 16. Why will it give you another 16? Ki b'chol su'da yesh ket brachot, you've got 8 brachot with every meal, al netilat yadayim v'hamotzi, v'dad brachot shebukat hamazon, so al netilat yadayim hamotzi, 4 brachot in benching, if you bench over a kos, so you've got an extra two. So I don't know many people who bench over a kos during the week. Sorry? No, he said, well, not boring the Pashot, Al HaGefen, but he's counted that. So it's not a problem. So the truth is, we don't usually say 16 brachot with meals. Nowadays, a lot of people don't eat bread. Maybe you only have bread at one meal. We tend to have three meals But, you know, you just if you're up to 90, well, you say it was 92, so you just have a couple of cups of coffee during the course of the day. You have a bowl of cereal in the morning. You have, you know, a couple of things that, you know, vegetables and some mazonot and some charcoal with your dinner, whatever. It's quite easy to get up to your 100 there. Add in a few asher yatsars, depending on whether you're frequent or infrequent. And that'll bring it nicely to 100 for you. So that's all well and good. Till we get to Shabbat and Yom Tov. Now Shabbat and Yom Tov, the big problem is that instead of having 3 times 19, we're down to 4 times 7. 3 times 19 is 57. 4 times 7 is 28. So we've got a difference there. We're short of 29 brachot. So how are we going to deal with the Shabbat? V'yomer Shabbat chaser lo yud gimel brachot mehameya. So he said, in actual fact, on Shabbat, we only get up to 87 on Shabbat. Now, I actually, yeah, we get up to 87 on a Shabbat. I forget. Could eat with Magen Abraham. So you should make it up by having Peirot and Megadim. So we need to remember that on Shabbat we've got a few changes. In actual fact, we lose one at Maariv because we don't say Yiru'enenu. We lose 2 brachot on Tefillin because we don't lay Tefillin on Shabbat. We lose 29 brachot. With the Amidot. Of course, we have 3 Seudot, each of which has at least 6 brachot, Hamot, Anutilat Adayim and Hamotzei, and 4 brachot of Birkat Hamazon. We have Friday night, 2 extra brachot for Kiddush, Bori Pri Agafen and Mekadesh HaShabbat. We have Shabbat morning, we have an extra bracha for Kiddush. Depending where we're going to put Havdalah could give us 4 or 5 extra brachot, depending if you're the one who drinks the kos or not. But we're certainly left with however you try and, as they say, skin the cat, and there are no brachot for skinning the cat, you're going to end up with a big chunk missing. So what are you going to do? So let's see what the... my cheshbon was... For Shabbat, that we got up to, I was able to bring it up to 74 brachot, which is a bit of a problem. So we'll see. The main law. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Hashlimam b'minei perot u'megadim. So you need to make sure you have some snacks during the course of the day. The main law. Yotzei al pihadchat b'mashim chaving lishma b'chot ha'torah v'hamafdiv yana amen. So maybe you get away with if you listen to the brachot of the laning and the Haftarah, and say Amen to them, then that'll work as well. Because those are communal brachot, so you're part of it. You say Amen, so I haven't been at Mizrahi yet for Shabbat. Now in some shuls, as soon as even if the decorum's good during the laning, as soon as they get to the brachot, it's all very noisy. So that's never good. But we've now made it even worse, because you need to listen to those brachot to be able to say Amen for your 100. And then he says on Yom Kippur, you've got a bigger problem. Yom Kippur, even if you do all that, because Yom Kippur, you lose all your seudot. You've got an extra tefillah, that's only going to give you 7, and you've lost your 3 seudot, so you're really up the creek without a paddle on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is not a good day to be missing out on your 100 brachot. So he says that, you know what you should do? You should have smel mazon mispasamim 3 times during the course of the day, or you can make it up with asher yatsas, depending on how much you drank before the fast, and then it'll be shalom al Yisrael. Okay, now there are a couple of other ways of answering this question. One way is, we won't look at it inside, but Rav Moshe Sternbach addresses it in Shuvot van Hagot, in his Shelot and Shuvot. He points out that's a machloket in the poskim, actually, how you count your days.
do you count your day from the halachic day? All right, so you'll start with Maariv, which is going to give you a real challenge on Shabbat. Or does it follow the sacrificial day? The sacrificial day is from the morning through to the end of the night, when you go to bed at night. And I said, if you do it that way, everything will work out better, because on Shabbat, you've got, you'll have Maariv, which will give you 19 brachot of your Amidah, and you'll have an extra bracha in the in Maariv, Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen, and you'll have 4 or 5 brachot for Havdalah, etc., etc. You'll lose out a bit on Friday. Friday, you'll be down to 87, but that's without eating anything during the day on Friday, and without going to the bathroom during the day on Friday. So Friday should be all right as well. So that's the other good way of dealing with it. I have to say, if you did it, the reason why I said it's linked in with traveling. If you're traveling through the night like I was, so I lost 2 hamapils, as well as losing sleep, but I didn't feel on the plane that I was properly going to sleep. It was sort of in and out and dozing and, you know, falling on the next person's shoulder and having them fall on me, etc., etc. So I lost hamapils. And when you lose your hamapils, you lose your Elokai Neshama as well, possibly in the morning. So you lose a few there with traveling. I was wearing my tzitzit all the time, so I only said on my talit gadol, not on my talit katan, etc., etc. So you can sometimes have those challenges there. Let's to tidy things up. Let's look at a fascinating kolbo. So the kolbo is one of the Rishonim, one of Rishonei Provence. It was in the 14th century. It's not entirely clear who wrote the Kolbo. Maybe it was the same author as the Orchot Chaim. The Orchot Chaim was Rabbi Aaron of Lunel. So it's surmised that it's the same author. He says, Yesh m'kol mot sh'nagu lomar en kelokeinu achat filat musaf. Echad shabbat v'chad yom tov. So he says there's some places, well, always interesting, you know, he says some places. It's a universal minhag as far as we're concerned. Now, you say Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbat and Yom Tov at the end of Musaf. So in his day, it was just some places. But why? Why do we say Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbat and Yom Tov? Kedei lahashlim mea brachot. Ah, Ein Kelokeinu works to make up the 100 brachot. Shechayav adam levarich b'chol yom, that we have to say every day. Ki b'Shabbat v'Yom Tov Ein adam mitpalem yudchet brachot rak zayin. You don't say 18, 19 brachot as your Amidah. You only say 7. Ipsashe yatsu mehen lamed gimel brachot. Bein avit bein shachrit u mincha. You've lost 33 brachot. Umashlibel otam zayin brachot shel musaf. So you compensate for them with your 7 brachot in musaf. Shishet sudat shachrit shlishit. And you get an extra 6 with your sudat shlishit. The kaf kinuyim shein b'sheyesh ba'ein kelokeinu. And the 20 references to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ein Kelokeinu. Shekol echad mehen oleh lehashlim brachachat. Each one of them will count towards a bracha. Nishnamu lamed gimel brachot, shayu chaserot. Now, that's great, but where do you get the notion from that Ein Kelokeinu is going to count as brachot? So, we've got Ein Kelokeinu, 4 expressions there. What comes after Ein Kelokeinu? Mich Elokeinu. 4 expressions of that. What comes after Mich Elokeinu? Not El Elokeinu. Aleph for Ein, Mem for Me, Nun for Nodeh, gives us our main. Our main is, of course, related to Brachot. And then Baruch Elokeinu, well, Baruch, of course, and Atah Elokeinu. Oh, Ato Elokeinu, Baruch Ata. So it's not just random that we're saying, oh, well, Ein Kelokeinu, 20 expressions there. That'll count for 20 brachot. But the text of Ein Kelokeinu is constructed to relate to the notion of these brachot. And then we say Pitumak Torit, etc., etc. And we see the Beit Yosef also references it, and he says, "Yeah, you can count the Kriyat HaTorah."
Do we know who wrote Ein Kelokeinu?
I don't. I don't know.
But it was written purposely for this?
That's his suggestion. Yeah. That's his suggestion. That's exactly why you've got Enkel Okeinu. It's, you know, why it's exactly those words to compensate that it was composed that's the suggestion of the Kolbo.
And there are those Chot that say it daily.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are, indeed. Yeah. But interestingly, I don't know. It's not clear when that came in to say it daily, and it's certainly clear in the time of the Kolbo, there were Nuschot which didn't say it even on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Because he's saying Yesh Mekomot. There are some places where they say it on Shabbat and Yom Tov. So now we've got three Amin Haggis to say it only on Shabbat and Yom Tov. There are some places which you correctly say it every day. And there's some Nuschot, or there were some Nuschot which never said it. Final point just to touch on. It's the question of women and Me'er Brachot. Is it something which women are bound in as well? So Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuva and others as well suggest that women aren't obliged to say Me'er Brachot every day. Why should that be? They say because, two suggestions. One is that it could be that it's mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. It's a positive time-bound mitzvah to say 100 brachot every day. Because it's something you've got to do every day. I've got to say my 100 brachot today. I can't say 50 today and 150 tomorrow. It's got to be 100 today. So it's limited to this time frame. Also points out that this is a takanav chazal. And partly it's built around an assumption that people are going... That the bulk and the backbone of your 100 brachot are brachot that you have to say. And seeing as many of those brachot are brachot that women don't have to say, certainly women don't have to daven tefillah three times a day. The question whether or not women have to say tefillat amidah at all, but certainly there's no chiyuv for women to daven ma'ariv. Some women do daven ma'ariv, but there's no chiyuv for them to do so. So the suggestion that women, you know, it was never regarded as obligatory for women to say 100 brachot, because the only way they could do it is by saying full davening every day. And it's clear that Chazal never demanded that of women. So therefore, there's no chiyuv for women to say 100 brachot every day. That's not to say that there's anything wrong with women saying 100 brachot every day. It's meritorious, presumably, if they do so. It would seem there's no chiyuv. So that is essentially the points that I wanted to share with you. But just to conclude, and by pointing out again that, as with so many mitzvot, we have to make sure that we focus not just on the technicalities, but what these technicalities are demanding of us. And if we just say 100 brachot every day without giving them real attention and focusing on the fact that the purpose of the brachot is to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make us repeatedly and continually aware of his presence in our lives, then yeah, we've rattled off 100 brachot and we might have fulfilled the obligation of Chayav Adam Levarech Me'er Brachot, but we haven't fulfilled the obligation of Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. We have to be careful to make sure that we don't focus on the Me'a Hashem Elokecha at the exclusion of the Ma Hashem Elokecha. The Me'a is supposed to come and complement the Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. So that's what I wanted to share with you.